Drug overdose stories are still in the headlines, with legal challenges over the opioid epidemic now sweeping the nation. Here in Hawaii, meth cases still overshadow opioid deaths, but that doesn't mean it isn't a problem that our community is struggling with. We talked to Heather Lusk with the Hawaii Health and Harm Reduction Center about the Hawaii Opioid Initiative and a new online quiz.
This campaign is really focused on people that may have a prescription for pain medications or struggling with pain, and other folks that may be struggling with opioid use. And it gives them an opportunity to go online, take a very simple quiz to see if they may be at risk for dependence, get links to treatment options, as well as learn about things like overdose and safe disposal of medications. So we're really excited to provide this tool to the community to learn about their risk, but also to really try to drive folks to the HawaiiOpioid.org website to learn more.
What's the snapshot for opioid use here?
So we had about 600,000 prescriptions last year in Hawaii for pain medication. When you look at the continent, they've struggled much more with overdose than we have. It's still the leading cause of death in Hawaii. Overdose is. It's more than auto accidents. So we're 50 out of 51 when you look at rates of overdose in the United States. So many folks feel that ice and methamphetamine is still the drug that's affecting us the most, and the data at the treatment centers support that. However, we are starting to see more fentanyl in the islands. That's what's really caused a lot of the overdose deaths and havoc, particularly in Middle and East Coast, and both the West Coast and Hawaii seeing more. So we're trying to get ahead of that with the Hawaii Opioid Initiative and this awareness campaign.
Okay, because we just need to start talking about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what this quiz is designed to do. So I don't think I've ever met somebody who hasn't known someone touched by opioid use disorder, overdose. And so this very easy quiz is anonymous. It allows folks to answer a few easy questions, and then a detailed referral or resources they can print out and take to their doctor and be able to learn more about treatment options in Hawaii. Opioid use disorder is one of the only substances, in addition to alcohol, that actually has medications approved for treatment. So we can link people to those. We can tell folks how to, again, appropriately dispose of their opioid medication so they don't go into our water supply or go out into the community. But most of all, we want folks to know, are you at risk for opioid misuse? And if so, there's lots of things you can do for you and your loved ones to get help.
I just read an article. The story was from the mainland, and they talked about how, because there's a lot of attention on opioids, that a lot of people are now going to meth.
Yeah, I saw that article too, Catherine, and it's I think we already know that in Hawaii. We've had so many generations of methamphetamine use. But to be honest, our data and some other data is also indicating, even in Hawaii, those that have dependence on opioids, especially when some interventions really stopped people's access without maybe addressing the underlying substance use disorder, then they go to any substance they can get their hands on, honestly. So we're seeing a lot more what we call poly-substance use, or multiple drugs, and that's what we're hearing from our sites, our treatment facilities, and the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Division at DOH. So we are trying to leverage all these resources, this extra money on opioids, and the attention to actually change the entire substance use system and the entire substance use response system. And I think we've really done that with the Hawaii Opioid Initiative. And we're really excited that on October 1, the Department of Health is launching Hawaii Cares, which will be a coordinated 24-hour substance use referral network that folks can get access to treatment and resources 24/7 in Hawaii.
And we should mention that we're coming up on a really significant milestone for the needle exchange program.
So Hawaii was the first state to have statewide syringe access, and it's kept the HIV rate in Hawaii very low, according to the Department of Health. So it's been 30 years. So in conjunction with the Hawaii Department of Health and International Overdose Awareness Day, on Thursday, August 29th at 11:30, we're inviting the community to come to Harris Methodist Church and both honor anybody you've lost to overdose and talk about and learn about overdose and get access to naloxone. And then we'll have a panel with some policymakers and Department of Health to talk about the last 30 years in Hawaii of syringe access and syringe exchange in the Aloha State.
Yeah, because it's important, I think, to acknowledge the different programs that we've tried here in the community. You know, what's worked, what hasn't, you know, what do we do going forward? How do we make it better?
Yeah, and I really appreciate you saying that, because part of the uniqueness of Hawaii and having, we were the first state to have this, but it's also codified in Hawaii revised statute, and that mandates some research. So we do research every year to learn what's working, what doesn't, and folks can learn more about this activity or any of our evaluation or data efforts at www.hhhrc.org. And the event is free. And as I mentioned, in addition to lessons learned about the Syringe Exchange for the past 30 years, we will also be doing a memorial, training, and in-service and distributing naloxone. Just to note, naloxone reverses opioids, and we've had over 230 people that have been reported to us saved from naloxone distributed through our program.
In all your years working on this program, is there any particular case or story that maybe touched you?
Yeah, actually. So I'll call him Joe. And he, like many folks, had been doing physical labor in Hawaii with construction, working with union. And then he had an injury on the job, was on workman's comp, and had a significant injury that led him to some pain medication, so led him to some dependence. And then when his workman's comp ran out and he felt forced to come back to work, was in a lot of pain. And he shared that in order to keep food on the table and feed his family, he felt the need to keep taking pain medication to manage his pain to make money. Before you know it, his physician was cut off the pain meds. He had a hard time finding anybody else. And then next thing you know, because of his dependence and needing to kind of keep up withdrawal and keep well, he found himself to the streets finding heroin and got into our program. So the good news of this is that he has gotten into a program where there is medications for opioid use disorder. It's called Suboxone. He has now been free of heroin for a long time, is reunited with his family and working again. But this could have had a very different ending, yeah, Catherine, because he was doing what he was supposed to do and then got that dependence and then didn't get the support he needed to address it and then was kind of forced to deal with it. And we've seen too many stories like that, Catherine, where well-meaning providers cut people off of their pain medications, and that causes them to go into a panic, and sometimes then that brings them to the street to find whatever relief they can find. So I'm glad Joe's story had a positive outcome, but there's too many others that we find die of overdose of shame if they relapse, or find a very slippery slope when they find other ways to get their pain managed. But we're excited about some new initiatives happening. I mentioned the CARES. That's going to be this coordinated one-stop shop to get linkage to substance use treatment. And we have some stabilization and detox resources coming online. That's a big gap in our system, Catherine. If you're addicted or dependent on opioids, it's really hard to find a place that can manage you to detox from them. And you can't go into treatment until you detox. So there's this weird cycle. And so we're really excited about those efforts, doing more on the medications for treatment. And the other biggest success, Catherine, is our work with public safety. I just want to really give a shout out to the Hawaii Opioid Initiative. And I've done public health for 25 years now to age myself. And I have never been involved in such an exciting public health, public safety partnership as the Hawaii Opioid Initiative. We have partnerships with HIDA and our narcotics folks and our county police officers and the sheriffs and everyone working together, because we can't arrest our way out of this crisis. And they really get that there needs to be a public health and balanced public safety response. And that gives me hope, because the more that we can get people the help they need and the support they need and not incarcerate them for what we know is a health issue, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Is there anything else going on the neighbor islands?
Yeah, what's interesting is that there is a couple interesting things. So they've done some mapping of where the overdoses are happening, and so the Department of Health has, and law enforcement. So we're going to be able to do some more targeting efforts and also maybe know what portions of the state are more affected, particularly by opioid use disorder and methamphetamine too. So we're also looking at methamphetamine overdoses. And Catherine, even though we've addressed opioid overdoses and reduced those because of naloxone, we've seen an increase in methamphetamine-related deaths in Hawaii.
Where are the numbers higher on the neighbor islands? Which neighbor island?
Probably not surprising to you, Puna area and Hawaii Ocean View Estates on the Big Island. On this island, there's actually still obviously town, but also more on the west side than we would expect.
That was Heather Lusk, Executive Director of the Hawaii Health and Harm Reduction Center. This week, the Health Department launched an online quiz that could help determine your vulnerability and risk factors. And Thursday, August 29th, marks International Drug Overdose Awareness Day. There's an event at Harris Methodist Church marking the 30th anniversary of Hawaii's Syringe Exchange.